We praise you tonight, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Oh,
yes, Father, I pray.
Thank you for the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings. Thank you for your faith.
Praise God.
Hallelujah tonight. Hallelujah. We got something worth shouting about tonight. We got a God that's alive. He's real. He still does the same things he's always done. He still leads men by the Spirit of God. It's the same God that was there in Paul and Peter, Brother Branham. He's still here tonight. Same God that met me in the office and told me when Sister Violet coughed that in the name of the Lord, she's going to be just fine. And I ain't lying. That's the first thing I was going to say when I got up here. Hallelujah. See, we gotta learn. I should have maybe waited a minute, but praise the Lord. I'm just telling you, I'm learning this, and I think we all are, how to drop right in that perfect faith. Just drop in there and just realize this is what God called me to be. All I had to hear was one, and all of a sudden he dropped in there and said, tell her she's fine. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. A group of people tonight that believes that.
Amen.
Praise his name. Their Bibles tonight, 1 Corinthians 2:1. Sure appreciate hearing Brother Roy coming in there today. I have to hear him. God bless you, Brother Dan. I just love it, brothers. I mean, you know, you think of the Bible, it says how blessed it is that men dwell in unity. And the more I see disunity, the more I appreciate real Holy Ghost unity. They said the furthest away from each other as possible in this church. You know, still brothers. That's right. Why? Because I don't mean nothing about it anyways. It's the same Spirit. And every believer, it says amen together. Hallelujah. And it just almost brings me to tears sometimes when you just see that real brotherly love, you know? Amen. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 1. And I, brethren, when I came to you, came not with excellency of speech or of wisdom, declaring unto you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom. Listen now. But in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, now make sure we understand, we're not done reading yet. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Sounds pretty important to Paul. Amen. Which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, neither has entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. Got quiet there. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. For what man knoweth the things of a man, save the Spirit which is in him. Even so the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And I'm just going to quote the one you all know, Revelation 10:7. But in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he begins to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. I'd like to preach tonight, the life of God is this mystery. Let's bow our heads together. Heavenly Father, how we thank you tonight, Lord, for being here already. Lord, you said before we ask, you'd already answer, Lord, and we've already seen that manifest right here in the service.
How we appreciate you, Lord, for your faithfulness. How we thank you, Lord, that you never fail us, Lord. When the doctor says we're sick and we'll never be able to do it again, you come on the scene and change it all, Lord. When the job says, no, you can't do this, you come on the scene and you make a way for a brother. You make a way for a family. You make a way for a son of God, a daughter of God, to come back into fellowship with you. How we're so grateful for that tonight. We could be groping around in darkness, but the hand of our Savior, He came to us and He pulled us out of the world and gave us a new life, Lord. And tonight we come as the leper that appreciated you, that thanked you for healing him. Lord, we raise our hands in thanksgiving tonight for being our provider, for being our healer, for being such a wonderful God to us. We love you, Father. We appreciate you, Lord. We don't want any stones to give you praise. We want our voices to lift up your name. We pray you'll come tonight, Lord. Take the word, Lord, that you've inspired. Lord, use the gift of God to speak to the people of God, that each one might grow closer to you. Lord, and all of our sins be erased by the blood tonight, that the Holy Spirit might reveal a closer walk for each one of us with you. We love you, Father. We appreciate you. Pray your word just come and heal the sick, save the lost, encourage the discouraged, and fill the empty, as we know you promised to. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen, amen. You may be seated tonight. The life of God is this mystery. And I'm going to try to bring this to, as I feel led many times, to bring in the two camps that seem to come on an idea. We've got too many tangents in this message anymore, you know, and well, I'd rather have this than that, or I'd rather have a little this than none of that. It's like, I'd rather have it all. Amen. And I think we're coming to a point, we're coming to a point where the bride is going to be the bride. She's going to be the unadulterated Word of God. It's not going to be, well, we could get better. No, we'll be perfect. We'll be in our harmony with our Savior like we're supposed to be, which we are in the foreknowledge of God. But in this day, God has sent a message to make a people ready for it. Amen. Come on. Not of ourselves, not of our works, but of His works. We are the works of His hands. And He does a mighty fine job. I get kind of tired of hearing certain things, and that kind of inspires me sometimes. I think y'all getting used to Brother Andrew by now. Because there's at least one thing about, and I tell my students the same thing, there's one thing about Mr. Kressel, but Brother Andrew, that is going to be true. I'm not going to lie to you. You know, they say, well, you're always saying something negative. I say, well, give me something positive. I had something right one time. I actually can't answer right today. I went over and shaked his hand. I said, I appreciate that. Everybody else had it wrong today. You had it right. I sure appreciate that. But it's the same in the gospel. I mean, people thought this about Brother Branham. Why are you always raking on denominations? Why are you always getting on to women? Why are you always preaching on TV? Why are you always doing all these things until Oral Roberts himself withstood him? It says, let off them women. You're ruining your ministry. So he wasn't known for being a pushover. He was known for being a hard preacher. Amen. Why? Because he believed in what he was saying, and he believed it was an absolute. Amen. He believed that there was no gray left anymore, but that the day of ignorance had ended when God opened the seals, and he said, there's no more. He said, I thought I knew what I was talking about. I tried to preach those seals, but how wrong I was until the Spirit came. To where he can even say, if it wasn't for the Spirit of God this morning, I would have made a great error. Amen. Hallelujah. When he was even answering questions so tired, he couldn't hardly hold himself up. And he almost answered a question wrong. The Holy Spirit came on the scene and brought him back to the Word. Hallelujah. We've got two camps anymore. We've got a camp now that says, you know, oh my, we've got this great mystery. We've got these wonderful doctrines that we've got, Brother Kent. We can show up any Baptist, show up any Pentecostal, show up the other guy from the other camp in the message I don't like. Those guys from that church. From those ministers, come on now, from that area, from that brother, from that sister, from that deacon, that guy I don't like, I won't go to church because I know he'll be there. Don't want to hear that preacher's from the wrong state. Never heard him. Can't listen to him. Brother, you got to listen to him the first time once, sometime. That's right. Thank you, Brother John. Some point, you got to listen the first time. The same with any gift of God or stuff. It's got to happen once before you can do it again, you know. Hallelujah. And my, we're so revelated now. Mercy goodness, we're meaner than snakes. Come on. Some people claim to have the most glorious revelation in the world. And I was like, well, it ain't what the prophet said it's supposed to do. It ain't what Paul said it was supposed to do. It's not a bunch of knowledge. That ain't what we're talking about. But then you got the other camp that says, we don't need these, you know, it's just these deep things that just ruining church. We need to go back to just simple ABCs. Well, yeah, we should have the ABCs. But there's more that goes. Come on now. God didn't just waste his time explaining this in the Word of God, bringing the seal, saying I'll send a seventh angel to reveal these things. He wasn't wasting his time. And I'm getting tired of hearing that. It's the, oh man, if it's not about the mysteries and this, that's about the love of Christ. What is the love of Christ? Because in this day, it's not God is love, it's love is God. I'm going to preach that the way it needs to be preached. We think, oh my, if somebody really loves on you, that must be of God. That could be a snake. That could be a wolf, Ray. You know why he's nice to you? Because he wants a meal. He wants to eat you up. Come on now. And he might not be able to get any money out of most of us, but he might get your time and make him feel good. Come on. Most people want to be worshipped. You know why? Because they get it from their papa. The devil himself said, I'll be worshipped like God. You know why? Because he was jealous. There was a bride that was going to get what he wanted. And she didn't do nothing for it. You know what that was, right? Just sucking that dill right in the face. The bride's predestinated. She's perfect. And I'm part of it. Because I got the token tonight. I got the Holy Ghost. I've got the life of God in my soul. We need this truth. We need these truths, but we need to know what it is. The truth of this mystery. It's one mystery. It's the life of God Himself. It's who He is. It's His life. It's not His lifestyle. It's His life. It's not the way He lives. Come on now. Some people, that's all they got. Sisters, you know, clean up, look holy. Brothers, try to clean up maybe a little bit. If you get really inspired, we'll put on a tie or something. We get feeling real good, we'll give a good shout of praise tonight. But that's all form, brother, sister. I'm talking way past all that. I'm talking down on the inside of the inside. I'm talking about when ain't nobody around. When you can choose whatever you want. What's your heart's desire? Is it Him? Not a doctrine, not a book, but someone I go and I get on my knees and I talk to Him. Brother, sister. I don't mean no disrespect to any other ministry, I don't know. But anymore, I don't study a lot, I pray a lot. Amen. I do. I even right here in the study, I went in there, I didn't even, 10 minutes I looked at this. Got down and started praying. One of the most glorious times of prayer I've had in a while. I thank God for that. Amen. Just that, I told you about the inspiration coming in there. And just, He's the same. He's the same. I'll tell you right now, if you ain't got joy, that's the problem. If you ain't got peace, that's the problem. You let some devil get in your life. He took you away from your prayer life, so you go around bickering about this person, that person, complaining all them, that's why you ain't got no joy. It's all their fault. Amen. Bringing it right home, that's right. If you're bitter, you ain't going nowhere with God. That ain't no life of God. Oh, I got the revelation seals. Really? Go hug that brother. But you know what he did to me? Exactly. You told me you had the mystery. You told me you believed this message. Amen. You told me you had the Holy Ghost. Last I checked, prophet said that's perfect love. Amen. That's rubber meets the road. I'm just going to have to preach it tonight. I'll put myself right on the line. Some of you all know that me and a brother, right down the road here, about 20 miles, had quite a fallout at one time. I'll just tell you, it's Cameron Smith, Brother Cameron, down in Napoleon, pastor there. When the Lord told me to start this work here, we had a fallout on it. It's all right, cold, black, and white, that's fine. But I didn't change who I was. I didn't hate the man. I loved him. And you know what? That devil come right around and tell you, you have a right to hate him. You have a right to preach this. You have a right to say this. You have a right to get a complex. Some of y'all still believe that and got it tonight and packed it in the church. You might think that's me, but that's the Holy Spirit here now. I don't know all your lives, but He does. Amen. Well, I'll tell you what happened. You know, we all had, I told you all, we had a meeting and made things right and everything else. But I want to tell you what happened before that even made that happen. Steve Delaney's mom passed away. How many knows that? That was like a year ago or so. And of course, I felt invited, or they asked me, or I knew about it, so I'm going to go see him. He's my brother. I care about him. And we went there, and I'm telling you, the whole time I knew Cain was going to be there when I got there. I knew it. I didn't tell my wife or nothing, but I knew he's going to be there. And sure enough, when I walk in there, he's right over there. And he, as soon as, clear as day, here come the devil right there with the complex. Right. Pretend you don't see him. Just wait. Maybe he'll be gone before you get over there. Right. Don't lie. Right. Don't lie. Just tell it like it is. But you know what I did? First thing I did says, Satan, I'm not doing that.
Amen.
My wife, she'll be honest, she felt a little bit about it like that too. Didn't really want to go over there. I said, no, it's fine. Come on. First thing I did, went up there, gave brother a handshake, hugged him, and said, God bless you, brother. How you doing? Cared about him. You know what? He didn't ask a thing about my life. I asked about his. Why? I was showing I cared about him.
Right.
And you know what? That's what tore the wall down. Come on now. And you're holding that little bit of grudge for what? You know what it is? It's you taking poison expecting the other guy to get sick and die. That's what a grudge will do. It'll destroy you. I've watched many, too many men, too many women hold on to grudges. And it just destroys you. If you can't go and hug a man and tell him you love him anyways, I didn't say agree now. I say it this day. I actually told Brother Cameron years ago, before anything, any like this had ever happened at all, that I knew we didn't agree on everything. Why? I could tell a spirit. There's a little bit of difference in what we believe. But you know what? I'm not the judge of the world. He is. Well, we'll judge angels. I understand that, brother, sister. But you know, you can go too far. I would say about every false doctrine in this message comes from somebody trying to be the bride without being the word.
Amen.
Saying, I can do this because I'm the bride and do whatever I want. No, you got to stay the word.
Amen.
And Jesus loved Judas. Jesus died for the Pharisees. Come on now. And I ain't necessarily saying Brother Cameron is all that stuff. Because God, thank God, I've been in wrong thoughts. I've done wrong things. God had mercy on me and brought me to truth. Aren't you grateful for that?
Amen.
Amen. Why, though? Because of the life of God that's in me. Brother, sister, we're at the time now where all that's got to be tore down. All of it's got to be broke down to where it's God. Where I know it's God. It's not my feelings. It's not my emotions. Because my emotions are telling me to do the opposite. It's the life of God in my soul. Why did God open the seals? Why did he do these things? Why is he bringing it if it ain't important?
Amen.
If you ain't got to read the book.
Amen.
Some of y'all might have been to message years and years, still ain't read the thing. Never listened to it. I can't tell you how many times I read it, brother, sister. Why? Because it's life to me.
Amen.
It's what I want. I don't know. Maybe you're forcing yourself. I'd say go get born again. But I like it. I like the Word of God. I like church, Brother Dan. I like to praise God. Sure, my flesh gets tired and thinks I want to lay down, but I don't lay down but an hour and say, I wish I was in church praising the Lord right now. Come on now. Hey, nobody enjoyed missing church after it was done. That's right. You think you get rested? Nope. Just feel bad. You did anyways. Might as well went to church. Like Dad says about going to work. If I'm sick, I might as well go. I'm be miserable anyways. I want miserable at my house. I'll be miserable at work. Take a day off. I want to feel good.
That's right. Amen.
Hallelujah. Free sermon tonight. Brother Bram says this Feast of Trumpets said, notice in Revelations 1:10, 1 to 7, all the mysteries are to be revealed to the bride.
Amen.
By the messenger of the Laodicean church. It's a very simple statement, but look, he's bringing a message to the predestinated, to the bride. That's all it's for.
Amen.
You tell me it's not important? What separates then you from anyone else? What is it, brother, sister? Until this opened up to me, I'll be honest. When I've read, I thought we just had different doctrine. I'm going to be honest. Maybe you won't. But we baptize right. We believe serpent seed. Until this finally opened up to me, that's the difference. That's why. Because, you know, you start working down that logic, right? It's like we're just domination like anybody else. Yeah, we got a different founder. We got a different message. But how's that any different than somebody saying Joseph Smith and the Mormon doctrine? Or whoever, the Baptist guy, I can't remember his name now. I used to know more of this stuff than what I do. Or Seymour, right? The Pentecostal man that started that whole. You think, well, what's the difference? Now you see it. Now you see it, and it's right in the Word. Praise God for a prophet.
Amen.
Brother Brandon, when he approached the seals, if it didn't mean anything, why was he so sincere about it? Why did he say, I'm just going to read you some. Question and answer on seal 63. Now listen. Now it's a great, beautiful morning outside and in. as this Easter season is approaching now. And we're now coming up to the last seal tonight, the Lord willing. And it's a very mysterious seal. Very, very. Because it's not even nowhere, no symbols, anything to hold on to. It's got to come right direct from heaven. How many believes he got the revelation?
Yes.
So you're telling me that God knew the prophet needed this revelation, gave it to him, and we don't need to have it now. That's how most people are preaching this now. That you ask somebody the message, where are the seven thunders? You go this way, that way, and then all you have to do is Brother Bram say, they don't know. Well, I know, I think this, I don't care what you think, believe, don't. We need to get that out of our vocabulary. It's not, I think, I believe, it's the word, I believe that, because God said it. And you give me another man that's had the success in the word that Brother Branham did, and I might follow your message, but I'm going to stick with his. Because it comes right from the Bible. There's no other prophet besides Elijah, that's prophesied to come before he comes. Glory to God. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Listen now, the sixth seal, 1963. The Lord willing, now tomorrow morning, I'll try to do my best to answer those questions. I'll spend probably the rest of the night in or most in prayer over them. I'm getting about 1 or 3 hours a night. I never got to bed last night until 1, and about 3 o'clock I was in study because I was going to preach on something that doesn't matter. That's what people are saying. It's not about seals and mysteries and thunders. It's not. That's because you've misinterpreted what all those things mean. You've made all of those doctrines, not God. Hallelujah. Some of us have done it for years and years and years, haven't we? And then God come around, send the Holy Ghost filled, I almost said punk, but young man as myself, or some other man, knowing with the Holy Ghost, the real Spirit of God, so you know it ain't some man figured this out, and bringing the word exactly what Brother Bram said. Why? But look, I believe this with all my heart. Why do we miss it? Why did we miss it for so many years? Because this is the time. This is the season, brother, sister. Why in the world are we still here? Prophet ain't been in 50 years. Why? Because now. Now's the time. God saw those 11th hour workers. He knew there'd be a few more there. Go ahead and praise, brother Jason. That's all right. I saw it. Go, just go ahead and raise it. Why? Because I'm one of them, Lord. I don't care what anybody else is doing. I only got 1 hour, but I'm working for the kingdom. If I'm the only one that'll stand on it, God, let me be faithful. People getting all lukewarm anymore, thinking we got to knock down to the government. We got to knock down to popularity. You need to go read your Bible again.
Sure.
Show me one man of God that ever knocked down to those things. That's actually what gets them in trouble. You're right. You'll get in trouble. But praise God, it's for the word.
Amen.
And you think, well, you're just a bunch of nobody. Daniel wasn't. Daniel was a third ruler in the kingdom.
That's right.
And he's just a vagabond for them. They don't even care who he is. You're some Jew crazy. We already defeated your whole nation. Come on now. Your church ain't no big. We got way more than you, buddy. You only got 3 members. The difference is they had the Holy Ghost. Come on. I understand they weren't. Don't give me that. I heard that thing. They didn't have the Holy Ghost yet. They had the Spirit of God on them. How'd they live in a lion's den? How'd they live in a fiery furnace? Some man? No. God shut down. He was with them. The only difference, if you don't know this, they had the seed in the Old Testament. God's seed's all the way from Adam. It's just the Holy Spirit could only anoint the flesh and the spirit. It couldn't get to the soul. That's it. That's all the blood did, brother, sister. But what it did, oh my, what the blood did, it tore down the wall to where David wouldn't have had to backslide. Come on now. It would have kept Solomon from them strange women. Yes, it would. If it would have kept Moses, he wouldn't have struck twice. It would have convicted him. Because it would have been who he was. They were all hypocrites right then because on the inside they were all real Christians. It was Christ in Moses. It was Christ in David. It was Christ in Daniel. And it's Christ in his bride today. The life of God is this mystery, brother, sister. Now let me keep reading here. He says, at 3 o'clock I was in study. See, I'm going to have to answer for this. That's right. We're too close for anything, any foolishness or any presuming or halfway believe. I've got to see it first, and then when I see it, it's got to be the word too. And so far, by the grace of God, they perfectly, I took it from all the way through. You know, it's just blended right together. It's got to be, thus saith the Lord, because it's the only, because it's not only as to say it, thus saith the Lord, because it's not only as to say it from me knowing it myself, but the word of God is thus saith the Lord. And here is the word, taking what he has given to me and blending it together and showing you so you know yourselves, it's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Right. Hallelujah.
Brother Branham says this, out of souls that are in prison now. Remember, the seven seals was finished, and when those seven revealed truths, one of them he wouldn't permit us to know. And I've talked about that seventh seal before. I'll read the rest of the quote. How about that? Most people stop right there. It gets closed. How many was here at the seven seals and heard? All of you, I guess. See, the seventh seal, he wouldn't permit it. He stood right there in the room and revealed every one of them. And if I ever preached anything in my life was inspired, it was that. Oh, so here's the prophet of God. We think of these mighty sermons, these mighty services, and these healings and all these things. And he's saying, the most inspired time I ever had was preaching the seals. And they don't matter, Brother Ken. And it's just too deep. It's just too hard. You just confuse the people. We need to come back to this. Yeah, come back to what? Come on now. It's so simple, yet it's everything. The deep things of God make everything simpler. That's the problem most people don't like. They think it's that deep. If this is really deep, it's really complicated. It never is. It gets less and less and less complicated. It makes more and more and more sense. It gets so easy, a child would not err therein.
Amen.
Let me keep reading. And if I ever preached anything in my life was inspired, it was that, and it ought to be true to you. Stand here and tell you that it's going to happen and go right there, and even science and everything else, the scientific research and everything, mystery to the people, prove that it happened right there. And come right back and hear it unfold and make every word exactly right. What day are we living? Where are we at? And remember in that sixth seal where all seven trumpets sounds under that sixth seal. When we get to that, you'll see that. See, seven trumpets took place in sixth seal. The seven is always the mystery. Watch the seven. That's the finish. That was the coming of the Lord.
Amen.
Now here's the problem. If you're a denomination, the coming of the Lord is just right here. That's it. And most of you still believe that. Look how quiet it got. Coming Lord's already here.
Yes.
See, that's the point. We needed a message to show us this. Everybody's got the rapture. What Brother Bram said, it's threefold. Shout, voice, trump. You show me anybody else says that. They're just waiting for that one day. It's just, phew, there it goes. Well, if you ain't listening to shout, you ain't going to hear no voice. You're definitely not hearing a trumpet. That's why the seventh seal, brother, sister, if it would manifest in its entirety, we wouldn't be here.
Amen.
That's why Brother Branham is saying it's not permitted, because if it was permitted, we would know the day, we would know the hour, we'd be ready, because we'd have the revelation of his entire coming.
Right.
But what's he giving us now? The bride's here. The bride coming's on.
Amen.
And that will prepare you for when it's time for the voice to come.
Amen.
You won't be waiting. It'll come out of you. It's resurrection morning.
Amen.
The trump of God will sound and it'll be over. Hope that makes sense.
Hallelujah.
That's why it's unfolded, yet it isn't yet. Hallelujah. It's come. It's here. It's preparing us. Show me anybody else getting ready. We got quiet. I wonder if we're getting ready.
Come on.
I wonder if we believe this yet. I wonder if we're waiting for something to drop out of the sky and magically make me a Christian. It did when you got born again. That's why God, that's why the prophet said that's the baptism of the Holy Ghost. It's the life of God getting into your soul. But brother, sister, they don't just sit there. That you ain't no good. You're just a Pentecostal little baby. Don't know what you're doing. The bride's predestinated to be adopted.
Amen.
She must grow into the stature of a perfect man. But too many people teach it that we gotta earn how to be perfect. We are perfect. We're not becoming perfect. We're shedding that we were sinful. You see me now? We're not building perfection. We're shedding everything that wasn't us. I'm the Word. And the seal showed me that. That's why we need them. That's why it's so simple. I go through all seven seals right now if you wanted to and just show you. It shows who the bride is. The first one's not a white horse rider. It's not a bluff. It's got a sword. That's right. Not a bow without arrows. Come on. Get a crown put on. Not yet. Showing you that's not the bride. Second one is pulling out the sword, but sure ain't using it for the word. Using it for politics and killing each other. Many people still using that, even in this message. Black horse selling out souls, saying, you got to believe me, you got to believe my doctrine. Come on now. You're telling me these influences aren't in our message? They're trying, but there's still a bride that doesn't have an ox, a lion, or a man anointing. She's got an eagle anointing. And last I checked, there ain't no flying horses down here yet. Christ is the one that's got a horse that can fly. He said he comes from heaven with a horse. I guess it's flying. I don't know, brother. Y'all making this deeper than what it was supposed to be. Now listen to what Paul said back here. He said, I, brethren, came not to you with excellency of speech and wisdom. So right now we need to differentiate what the Bible's saying here. A mystery isn't something complicated.
Nope.
A mystery isn't eloquent because you said it so well. You just blew me away, brother. I watched so many people. Oh, my, that was powerful. Really, what'd it do for you? Well, yeah. It was pretty cool. Is that all this is?
Come on.
Is that all it's become?
Right.
Too many times, that's all I see. Man, that was a mighty good thought. Okay, what did it change in your life? Well, still hate that guy. Well, it ain't changed enough yet. Still got a complex. Come on. Brother Bram said he had a complex, but he didn't die with it.
Amen.
Holy Spirit came and got it out. He said, I ain't going to preach till it's gone.
Right.
Guess what? It was gone.
Amen.
I believe Brother Bram was a wave chief. I believe the Holy Ghost's maturity in him to show us what it was like. But that is not the man necessarily. It's the Holy Ghost. It was the life of God in him. That's the mystery. That's why he's saying it's the Son of Man. It's a Son of Man revealing the Son of Man. But he never said it's just me. He said it's the bride.
Amen.
And here we are. We're claiming to be the bride and waiting to get the Holy Ghost. Claiming to be the bride and waiting on a revival. Claiming to be the bride and waiting on the coming. We are the coming. It's the life of God. Hallelujah. I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ. Why? The mystery. Jesus was the life of God. To know him and him crucified. The power of God. Everything's wrapped in the cross. Don't you ever get away from that. The message never claimed to do that. Don't you ever give me that nonsense. Where did the token come from? The blood.
Amen.
Amen. He said, if there's anything outside the seals that's inspired, he said it was the token.
Yeah.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yeah. Listen now. I was with you. Let me go to verse 4. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of spirit and of power. So he's already said, I don't want to know anything among you. Anything. Besides Jesus Christ. My preaching wasn't enticing words. It wasn't eloquent speech. It wasn't these deep, what we call deep things. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? They call that deep things, but Paul is saying that's not deep at all.
Amen.
It's foolishness.
Right.
Try to outwit somebody and say, I've had ministers do this stuff to me sometimes. They try to trap me in a corner so they can feel smarter than you. And then when you look at the revelation, you say, that didn't do nothing for me or you. I'm serious. I had one time, a man came to me and says, do you know why there was silence in heaven? You know, at the opening of the seventh seal? You know what I said? What Brother Branham did. He said, it gave away the secret, brother. He said, no, he'd come to earth so there's nobody there to worship. So you're telling me God's not omnipresent anymore. You're telling me God can't. God literally left his throne and nobody's ruling heaven. And all the angels are standing looking at each other. What do we do now? I was told that. It's crazy, isn't it? It sounds pretty cool, but it's scripturally crazy. You've got your doctrines, you're going through your mind, it's come your way too, and they've done the same thing with them. Listen now, let me keep saying, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect. So before I even get started, if you ain't got the Holy Ghost, this revelation will make no sense to you. It never will. That's why it's the beginning. The new birth is the beginning. It's the life of God. So then we can explain what are the deep things? Who you really are. That's the deep things. And they never leave the power of God. They enhance the power of God. They never leave the worship of God and make us all cold, starchy bunch of intellectuals. It gives us more power, more faith. What's given me the greatest faith is that before there was a world, before I ever came here, I was forgiven. Before I ever made a mess of things, the blood already paid for me. Before I gave my heart to Him, He gave His heart to me and said, "Will you marry me?" And back in the Logos, you might not believe this, but I do. I said I do. We're talking about real deep things. The real deep things of God. And for you to say we don't need deep things of God shows you ain't got the Spirit. Right. Read what Paul said. Go back here. Let's find it real quick. So you know I ain't making that up. I wish I could find verse 9. As it is written, but as it is written, eyes have not seen, ears not heard, neither has it entered the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love Him. And how many of us have stopped reading there? Say, well, guess we just never know. And how did the prophet cross the curtain of time? How did he tell us about New Jerusalem? How do we explain these things? See, I understand we don't have a perfect revelation of it. Absolutely. We will when we walk in. But we know these things. Why? The next verse. Listen. But God hath revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit. Not a different one. The same Holy Ghost everyone's claiming to have. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. Amen. So all that preaching, I don't know, maybe you're hearing it. I know I've heard it from other ministers. Well, it's just mysteries, thunders, blah, 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 theophanies, and they all become catchphrases. Sure, but there's a reason God gave that to us, and it was to bring the bride to the maturity she's so desiring to be. Amen. And you ain't got to explain every two words to the bride because she knows Him. Amen. Why? Because the same Spirit that I'm preaching it under, that Brother Branham preached it under, you have as well. Amen. If you're the bride. Amen. And you can only be the manifestation of the Word you are. Amen. Glory to God. There's going to be someone believe this. There's going to be someone take it and say, Lord, that's for me. Amen. Verse 12, now we have received not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Why did God open the seals, brother? To show your inheritance. Amen. And we ain't waiting on it. I got the down payment right here in my hand. Amen. It's as good as having it. Amen. Glory to God. It's freely given to us. Why is it not man's wisdom? Because right there, but which the Holy Ghost teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. And how many times are we left to the carnal things now? We're explaining things carnally by carnal and using logic and interpretations and all this nonsense. This is why who was that girl? Kim Davis had the, remember, she was an elected official. She's elected to uphold the laws of the land. If that woman has a conviction of the Holy Ghost, that usurps any law of the land, any position of the world. I don't care. You, like I said, many people get offended by that, but Daniel did it. He knew what law was passed. He didn't listen to it. Why? It went against his conscience. He didn't step down from his job either. He waited for them to kick him out. And they didn't just kick him out and put him in prison. They threw him in a lion's den. And most of us, you know, message preachers of this day, said, missed the will of the Lord there, Brother Daniel. If you just would have listened to me, it would have been a lot easier. Remember what Brother Branham was told by the Spirit of the Lord? You've chosen my way, which is the harder way. That's one of the greatest deceptions we ever had, is easy living. All you can say when you backslide is because the devil of easy living's got in your life. Oh, God called me to be blessed and just do nothing for the kingdom. And as long as you're doing that, devil won't bother you. He'll just let you go. Just kind of not worry about it, not get you no trials until he gets mad at you for whatever reason. Then he'll let you get sick and everything. But if he starts knowing you're going to repent, you might just, better lay off a little bit. And then you go, oh, see, I'm doing better now because I didn't do that spiritual thing I thought I was supposed to. But the Spirit of God don't do that nonsense. It compares spiritual with spiritual. What's spiritual? The Word. And the word said it, it's right. I don't care what I feel. I don't care if I'm sick as a dog. I don't care if I'm feeling good. If I'm not doing the word, I'm wrong. And God's looking for a bride that'll just come back to that. That's the mystery of the kingdom, is the bride is the word. She is. She's not becoming, or I don't want to say, she always was the word. She's becoming the word she already was. There we go. Paul said the same mystery. Now I'm going to have to go. My goodness. Listen now, please, just listen to me quick. Romans 16:25 says this, "Now to him that is of power to establish you, according to my gospel," got to stop, I'm sorry. What would you have said if he said my gospel? Paul, of all people. This minister, this renegade, this one that persecuted Christians, saying we're saved by his gospel. Brother Branham said, my message.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah. If that offends you, there's the door. Now to him that has a power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery. I thought it didn't matter. Sure mattered to Paul. Look what he said, the revelation of the mystery. Because though we have mysteries, I understand that they all are pointing to one mystery. And I believe with all my heart Paul had it. Paul saw it. He knew it, but he didn't know the details that Brother Branham did in this day. Glory to God. It's still the same mystery, though. Don't worry. It didn't change. It's the same thing. What did the voice say? We're still resting on that, that Brother Branham preached what Paul did. And the preaching of Jesus Christ, it's according to the revelation of the mystery. Look, he's saying according to this revelation gives you power to establish you in the faith. Amen. So there's no separating it. Amen. Which was kept secret since the world began. So God kept this secret for 4,000 years just because. It was that important that God didn't want nobody knowing about it. And yet he freely gives it to us. You wonder why the devil got mad. I just got to read it one more time. Now listen. Now to him that has power to establish you according to my gospel and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began, but now is made manifest. And the scriptures of the prophets. Oh, glory. According to the commandment of the everlasting God, made known to all nations for the obedience of faith. Ephesians 3:4 says this, whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of man, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the spirits. What was that mystery? It says right here, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs. And of the same body. What body? The body of God. The life of God. And partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel. Wherefore, or where have I made a minister, according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Not deep things too hard to understand that we don't need because God was just wasting his time. The deep riches. Oh, our inheritance. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery. Hallelujah. Did you catch that? There's a fellowship in this. It's not that God just shows me who I am. He's showing me I have a relationship with this God that so many people are claiming to serve.
Amen.
Israel wanted to worship the true God. They didn't know his name. You do.
Amen.
David wanted to fight Goliath in his name. He didn't know it, but you do.
Amen.
Denomination's been looking for the name of God for years. And they still can't find it. But you do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. And it's the mystery. It has a fellowship. Because before there was a world, God had his bride in him.
Amen.
And his thoughts and the eternal thoughts of God that never began, never end, never can alter or be changed. We were there.
Amen.
And though the fellowship was in God's mind, it's still real by what we call real. But now he wants to feel it though. He wants us to feel it too. People don't want feelings. Well, I want as long as according to the word, I want.
Amen.
I don't going to heaven to feel sad.
No way.
I'm going to feel happy.
Amen.
Amen. Let me give you another one here. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church. Colossians 1:27, to whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is, ain't no deeper than this, Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. I'm going to read you a few quotes. I'm going to try to close here. The Token, 1964, I challenge you to believe God. Here's a little woman sitting there praying for a loved one in the hospital dying with cancer, right? It's an uncle. That's right. You're a minister's wife. You believe with all your heart the man will get well. I challenge you to believe God. What is that? The identification that Jesus Christ. You say, what is Christ? He is the Word. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. The Word is sharper than a two-edged sword, a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Can't you see the Word has come amongst us in the last days? It's the Holy Spirit taking the Word of God and identifying Jesus Christ, amen, which is the token. Amen. He's identifying Jesus Christ, who? The bride.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Revealing her. Once you recognize that the seven seals reveal the bride.
Yes.
Amen.
This message isn't just doctrine.
Amen.
It becomes the most glorious thing on the face of this earth.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Listen to this. This is powerful. The trial, 1964. And this is, you know, do you see how he's tying it into the discernment and the power of God? Why? It's exactly what the scripture said. The deep things of God enhances the power of God. The real deep things. It says out of the trial, 1964, I challenge you to believe that Jesus Christ is revealed in the form of the Son of Man. And everybody stops there and says, oh, yeah, yeah, the form of, yeah, Jesus, you know, over there. In human flesh through the bride's body.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Why? Because if you can finally believe that, then you don't have to run here and run there. It's not the kingdom of God's there. It's there. It's there. It's me.
Yes.
It's me. Yes. I'm part of it. I understand everybody gets all worked up. You're saying you're God. I'm part of it.
Amen.
But ain't what's a part of infinity?
Right.
Think about that for a minute. What's a part of omniscient?
Yeah.
What's a part of omnipresent? Come on now.
Amen.
People want, well, travel like a thought. How in the world are you going to do that? Because I'm a part of Him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Christ's mystery, God revealed. 1963. Predestinated. There's the mystery.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's just, that's no, that's it. That's it. But if you only catch a revelation of what that means to you,
yeah,
you'll recognize why this deep teaching, these unnecessary things that are confusing everybody from 63 to 65 are your inheritance. It's the mystery. It is to the world. They'll never get it. Never. Even in this message, if they never get the real Holy Ghost, it'll never lead them to all truth. They'll never catch it. They'll never know what you're talking about. They'll always misinterpret it. They'll always say you're trying to take the place of God. They'll always say you're presuming, brother. Come on now. They won't know the first thing about believing God. They don't. It's sad, but it's true. And that's the saddest part, brother, sister. And most people give diligence or give a occasion to the foolish bride, foolish virgin, sorry, coming from the message of the hour. I kind of challenge that. You know too much. You know too much. Foolish virgin didn't, they were going to look for oil. They couldn't find where to get it. You all know where to get it.
Amen.
So, too many people, I think, in the message, God have mercy. They ain't being serious with God, ain't worried about it, concerned. The oil's all around you. There ain't no excuse. But I give credit to the man that's stuck in the Baptist somewhere, as such was some of us, being as sincere as they know how to be, serving God all they can. They're in a famine. It's not their fault. It's the preachers before them. It's the believers before them that compromise on the Word, and they're stuck in the mess. They don't know no different, but God knows if they came to the truth, they'd reject it, so He leaves them out there to give them mercy. I believe that. That makes sense. It doesn't make sense for God to lead you right to the oil day in and day out, day in and day out, and you don't get it and you're fine. I don't like to preach on the foolish virgin because we got too many doctrines on that anyways. because the bride, it didn't come for that anyway. That's not why the message came. The message came for this mystery. Predestination. The predestinated. There's the mystery. He, before Christ or anything else ever was on earth, you see his great mystery that he chose the bride, knowing Eve would fall from disbelieving the world, knowing that she would fall, but he chose a bride that would not fall, that would hold to the word regardless of what the rest of the world had to say about it. And that includes the government. They would hold to that. That includes brother so-and-so. That includes big time whoever and little guy whoever for that matter. Amen. The rest of the world had to say about it. They would hold to the world. They are predestinated to stand there. The adoption of children by Jesus Christ. I'm not making this up. It's the word. Predestinated the church to that great, glorious stand. Now you see his secret? What to? To restore falling Eve as she was a prefigure of the church. And now notice as God opened up the side of Adam and took out Eve by his own flesh and blood and divided his spirit from masculine and feminine to feminine and put it in Eve. Took the rib from his side and made Eve out of it. So God did the same thing, taking out of the side of Christ blood in the water, and Christ is the Word, and taking the Word and making up his church, Eve, see? Back to himself again, redeemed by the blood that was come from his body. You see it now? God's great mystery now being unfolded, that's been hid since the foundation of the world, but prefigured it all the way down through. My goodness, brother, sister, when I had a revelation, like I told you, when I got the revelation of the message by the Holy Ghost, I was like, my goodness, this is a brand new book. Yeah. Everything changed. Yeah. Ruth and Boaz ain't just a story.
Right.
Come on. Mary and Joseph ain't just a story. It, all the way down through Isaiah, it's not just a story. It's literally Christ the whole way.
Yeah.
And even when I ain't got it here, I still got it here. Hallelujah. Now I'm just going to do this to clinch my point, and I'll wrap this up. How are we getting in a rapture without the Revelation 7 seals? Can somebody please explain that to me? Brother Branham says this. It's out of the third seal. So now that's the reason today, the revivals that we're supposed to have, we have denominational revivals, and God have mercy, but we're still having them. We call them different names, but they're just denominational revivals. Remember when I preached unity by victory?
Yeah.
Not unity because we're making ourselves. Yeah, not unity because we all went to the same building. Not unity because we're all part of the message. Brother, sister, it's unity by the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
It's unity because it's driving us all back to the same word.
Amen.
Ooh, that offended somebody. But it's the Holy Ghost.
Because
you can force it all you want to, it will not hold. You know what it'll be? Just like the image that Nebuchadnezzar saw in his dream, the feet, iron and clay. It made it brittle enough that all it needed was a little stone, knocked the whole thing over. Why? Because iron and clay will not mix. And how can two walk together lest they be agreed?
Amen.
Look, Christ is that stone. I don't think it was just this big old whatever, you know. It was hewed out of the mountain. Come on now. And all it had to do was just touch this thing. That's how brittle it got when it was done.
Right.
You tell me this world's holding on by anything but a thread? It's holding on because I'm here.
Amen.
Because
Amen.
You're here. Because the bride's here.
Amen.
None of this can fall apart until I'm gone.
Amen.
What a consolation. These things that are freely given to us by God. Everybody else is running around scared. And it's in the mess. I don't mean to keep saying that, but it's true. Afraid of Russia. Afraid of ISIS. Afraid of China. Afraid. Worried about the next election. Brother, sister, I don't care who gets in office. It's over.
Amen.
There's one man in office I'm worried about. And he's called the Son of God. And nobody will take him from his throne. And nobody will take me from the same throne. Glory to God. Feel free to shout to the Lord tonight. Hallelujah! That's the reason the revivals we're supposed to have. We have denominational revivals. We haven't had a real stirring. No, sir. Don't think we got revivals. We haven't. Oh, they've got millions and millions and millions of church members, but not a revival nowhere. No, the bride hasn't had a revival yet, see? There's been no revival there. No manifestation of God to stir the bride yet, see? We're looking for it. It'll take those seven unknown thunders back there to wake her up again. I guess they matter then. They matter so much that the prophet said the bride will never have a revival until these come. And even the prophet, you know, we think, oh, he just knew all these things. He didn't know until God revealed it to him. Because when that seventh seal opened up, oh my. You remember, he was very hesitant. Why? I can see why now. I can see him. And they've already done it. I've watched what they've done with Christ's mystery, God revealed. That's really seventh seal part two. If you need any revelation, go read it. That's where he finishes up what he was trying to say. But could you imagine if he said that to the whole masses, what they would have done? You can tell it because what they're doing now.
Sure.
Oh, I was always predestinated, brother. That's why I can marry twice. It don't matter. You left the word. I was always predestinated. That's why it don't matter if we get TVs again. Prophet didn't really know what he's talking about. He's just being a legalist. Some of you need to read the quotes on TV again. I don't know why I keep bringing up TV about every time I preach. You do, though. Amen. Can't say internet because Brother Bram didn't. The Holy Spirit searches the deep things of God.
Amen.
That's right. It knows. Brother, sister, if it's taking you away from God, it's wrong. We all fall short. Don't go all the way over on that tangent now where you're just defeated all the time. The message didn't come to make you defeated. It came to make you invincible.
Amen.
Why? Because even when you do that, you know by revelation, not information. If it's just information, you're done. But if you really got a revelation in your soul that I'm a born-again child of God, filled with the Holy Ghost, I'm a part of the bride of Christ, when you fall into something, you recognize, like Paul did, it's not me that did that. It's the sin that dwelleth in these members. Hallelujah. There ain't no excuse because the seven thunders have come. They've come and they've given the bride the bride's revival. And everybody's looking for it when it's all around you. It's so simple, but so powerful. It's so hidden, yet so obvious. What does it take? You got to have the real Holy Ghost. You got to have the goods. You can't put it on. We're realizing that real fast. People that have been faking this for years, being exposed. Why? It's going home time. Because at the same time Judas got exposed, there was a true Son of God showed up. Just the time that the Antichrist started trying to roll down into the next church, the Holy Ghost came on the day of Pentecost. And just before the world would have crushed into nothingness, God stopped and said, not until my bride's gone.
Amen.
Let's stand together tonight. Hallelujah. Oh yes, oh yes. I'm a child of the King. It's F, Dad. I'm going to read you one more scripture as Dad begins to start playing there. He's got it. Just one verse here. Listen. I'm going to take the book first. Second Corinthians 3:12. Seeing then that we have such hope, we use great plainness of speech. Looking in my Bible, it says great boldness of speech. Why? Because we have an absolute. We have what hope? The hope of glory. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. Now that we have it, it makes it so plain, brother, sister. It should make you bold. It should make you never afraid of the devil. Ever. Don't doubt. There's no benefit to your unbelief. You believe that tonight? Are you as bold as a lion? The righteous are. Well, I'm not righteous. I thought you just told me you had the Holy Ghost. I thought you just told me I'm part of the bride. I thought we had a good screaming fit. What happened? That's all it takes, brother, sister. Get past that intellectual experience that the devil keeps giving to you day after day after day. Go to that man on the inside. Say, Brother Andrew, how do you do these wonderful works of God? I don't, first off. Just because some of you believe I do. No, I don't. He does it. How? Because I trust him. I don't trust me. I had a man who's feeling maybe called to preach. And he said, Brother, I'm just scared because I don't trust myself. I said, you're the most qualified man I could find. Like, I can't wait. I want you in that pulpit so bad. He's like, brother, I don't trust myself. I said, quit saying that. You're getting me excited. Why? Because a man that knows he needs God can be used of God.
Hallelujah.
How many loves the Lord tonight?
Yes.
We're going to sing this song, but let's not make it a song. Let's make it a declaration.
Yes.
Let's make it an outward expression of our faith. That I believe this, Lord. I'm a child of the King. The King. The Lord of glory. I'm His Son. Hallelujah. I'm going to act like it. Let's praise Him now. You're at the beginning, aren't you? And oh, yes. And oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. His royal blood. Now worship Him.
And I, who was wretched and vile, now can say,
yes,
praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King.
Enter into that word now.
His royal blood now flows through
right now.
My veins.
Manifest amongst us.
And I, who was wretched and vile, now can see. Child of
keep believing it now with all your heart.
Oh yes. Oh yes. I'm a child of the King. And His royal blood now flows through my veins.
Praise His glorious name.
Oh, now can say, praise God, praise God. I'm a child of the King.
Dad, just keep playing that. Worship in the Spirit now. Just worship Him. Think about what we're saying and give God praise tonight. Get past formality. Get past just singing. Worship Him from the inner man. Give Him praise tonight. Break through that veil. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise You, Lord. Thank You, Jesus. They that worship Me worship in spirit and in truth. Thank You, Lord. They that worship the Father that's here tonight. Lift your voices, give Him praise. Hallelujah, express your heart to Him. Oh, thank You, Lord. All together, one more.
And oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm a child of the King. In His royal blood, oh, now flows through. And
I was
who was wretched,
but no more.
And vile now can sing, praise God, praise God.
Oh, praise,
praise God, God, praise God, God, praise God, praise God. Child of the King.
Give Him praise tonight. Give Him worship. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank You, Jesus.
Thank You. praise
God.
Him.
Thank you,
oh,
Jesus.
Oh, hallelujah, as we yield to the Holy Spirit now.
Hallelujah.
Thank
hallelujah,
you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. That power is here tonight. What's your need? Don't hesitate. Grab it. Grab it, brother, sister. You're a child. It's your inheritance. Don't let the devil rob your joy. Don't let him rob your peace. Don't let him take your praise. Don't let him take your life. Don't let him take your health. Don't let him take your experience. Hallelujah. Praise through it. Give him praise. Give him worship. You got to believe now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You feel the somberness of the Spirit. Enter into it. Say, Lord, me tonight? Is that what this is? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe it now. Believe it with all your heart. Don't be a doubter. Don't say it doesn't nothing to do with me. Don't say, brother, I just pursue me. You'll get nowhere.
Thank you, Jesus.
Don't be a Pharisee. Be a believer tonight. Like God's called you to this. Not by chance. You're predestinated to be here tonight. I don't care what you've went through. I don't care how. I don't even care how much you got convicted in this service. Believe the word now. Look, prophets and kings have wanted to see what you see. And God just showed it to you to watch you perish and die? I don't think so. He showed you who you were because he loves you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Don't be a bride. Give God praise in this day. Hallelujah. Don't be a bride who isn't just saying thanks, but knows in their heart that they love him and they want to show him.
Praise you, Lord.
They don't want Jesus in the corner with dirty feet. They want him at the table. Welcome. They want to bring him into the closet, into their homes, into their bedroom, and let him do whatever he wants to anything he wants. Hallelujah. That's the bride. That's the bride of Christ. Says, Lord, I ain't leaving one chamber of my heart away from you. But Lord, flow through it all. Flow through me all. Oh, don't listen to unbelief tonight. Can you feel that little pulsation of faith tonight strike you? Let it be that rock. That's all it takes. It strikes you in the heart. And you say, less, Lord, it's finished. It's finished. Whatever it might be, I'm healed tonight. It's finished. Lord, I know who I am tonight. Hallelujah. I'm restored tonight. Yes, Lord. I'll give you praise. Sometimes he does it for you. You don't even worship him because you're looking for something else. And it's already come. Hallelujah. What are you looking for? A show? He's already demonstrated himself to you. Thank you, Lord Jesus, erasing all doubt and fear. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just letting the Holy Spirit have his way. Thank you, Jesus. Daddy, keep playing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Praise God. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Can you grab it? Can you reach for it? You're an eagle. You should be able to. Hallelujah. If it's too high, just sit there and praise your way up.
Oh, praise you.
It ain't works. It's just getting your wings out there. Say, Lord, let that wind of the Holy Ghost just lift me right out of this trial. Every other bird ducks under the ground and looks for a cave, but an eagle just flies right over the top of it. Glory to God. Don't be a chicken. Don't be cowardly. Don't be afraid. Press right through it. All you got to do is get over the clouds and it's over. That's all. It's tough till you get there. I understand. It seems like we're going to die, but just trust your wings. Trust the Holy Spirit that's pulling you up there. We'll break through the clouds. That's why we need more breakthrough prayer. We need to get through the clouds. Hallelujah. Too much formal prayer. We need breakthrough prayer. We need time where we know that the Holy Ghost has done something. Thank you, Lord. When we don't say, I hope I got filled anew with the Holy Ghost. I hope I got a refilling. No, I know I got filled again. I know I'm running on full octane. Glory to God. Praise God. Praise God. Don't wait on me. God waiting on you. That's right. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Oh, don't you just love on him. Just love on him now. I love you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, I love you, Jesus. I praise you. I praise
you. Hallelujah.
Jesus, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God made you to fellowship with you. God made us to praise you. Hallelujah. Lots of people raise their hands, but so few raise it to him. And you here with revelation tonight, raise your hands too. Worship him in the spirit. Surrender all your trials, temptations. Do what the prophet said. I want to make, if you want God to be pleased with you, here's what you do. You love on him. You worship him. You give him praise. No matter how bad it gets, no matter how good it is, always stay in fellowship with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Y'all know that song? Let's sing it.
Go back to Justin.
And I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord.
No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, I will praise.
Yes, Lord, I'll praise you. Yes, Jesus.
I will praise the Lord. I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store.
Thank you, Lord.
I will praise.
Glory, how we love you, Father. Yes, Lord.
No matter what tomorrow brings, what he has in store, I will praise the Lord.
Oh, you got one more and you sing it again. Yes, I will praise the Lord. Yes, Jesus.
I will praise the Lord. No matter what tomorrow brings, what it has in store, for I will praise the Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
E flat.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we go to sing this, all hail King Jesus. If you have a need tonight, if you need to have an altar call, have it now. Hallelujah. We're in that season right now of the Word. It's here. The Spirit's here to quicken that neighbor believer. If there's any need you want prayer, I'll be happy to pray with you tonight. Feel there's a faith here for anything. But don't doubt. Just believe. It's all possible. Everything in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. If you got it all, we'll praise you. Let's bring glory to his name. Thank you, Lord. Don't be shy now. Thank you, Jesus. Just do what the Spirit tells you. Go ahead, Dad. Go ahead.
Eternity.
Oh, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I'm going to praise him.
Just worship him now. Thank you, Lord.
And forevermore, the King of Kings, Lord.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
My morning star.
He just shone from your heart that you love him. Yes, Jesus.
And throughout eternity, I'm going to praise him.
Thank you, Lord.
And for
shout of praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
I love mercy, guys. Love mercy, guys. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Sister came forward. Listen, little Mia there. My belly hurt poor church, but I just want to say it feels better now. Amen. I don't want to just brag because it's my church, but how many little people you see ever say that in church service? Stay with the word. They think, oh, they don't really understand. That's why you're misinterpreting deep things. They can understand the deep things because they're simple in the spirit. You know, think, are they getting anything? You know, Sister Violet maybe, or of course they are. They're getting it. That's right. They might not act like it, but sure enough, you come around, know exactly what you're talking about. Always put Christ before them. Brother, sister, I understand we can't make our children serve the Lord. We can get them to stay with the word in our houses, don't get me wrong now, but you can't force them to be a Christian. They have to choose that themselves. There's one thing for sure. They should never be able to be an atheist in your house.
That's right.
They should never be able to say there ain't a God.
That's right.
I see him in mommy. I see him in daddy. I see him when I got healed. I see him when he paid the bills. I see him when the pillar of fire came to the house. Some of us still believe that. The angel of the Lord walked through. Child will see it faster than us most times. That's right. Amen. Thank you, Sister Mia. That takes courage, too, to get up here and say something like that. Amen. But God is faithful to his word tonight. Remember, this next three services, I'm taking my break. Praise God. Brother, sister, I don't mean to complain. I know I've been acting, but I don't know what it is. I've just been wiped out from stuff last month here. I've been, pray with me. I did have a, I remembered it. I knew I was forgetting something this whole service. I had a, someone from the college, in Defiance College, asked me to teach a class coming up here in the spring. And I'm starting to wonder if maybe the Lord's going to lead me that way. But to be a professor instead of a teacher, I'm not sure. But I want you to pray with me. You know, just, I'm not saying it'd be easy. I don't believe in praying like that. The will of God don't always just nice and smooth and transit and all great. No, I want his will. Pray with me that I'll have a revelation. That, Lord, I'm supposed to do this. I'm supposed to stay here. I was telling my wife, I've told a few others this too. You know, after this last group graduated high school, it's just not been the same. You know, I used to be real easy. I witness all the time. You all know that. They've come right through here to get healed and everything. But it's just like, Lord, is that it? Have I done my part here? Is it time to move on? I don't know. I want you to pray with me. Amen. I don't presume. believing in the Lord, but I do believe in prayer. I don't want to presume at all. So praise God. Main reason for that, just to give you a little, I don't think we'll make it another 30 years, but we ought to plan as if it would. Some of us old folks would have wished we'd have done that when they said the rapture's coming tomorrow, but it didn't. But that's all right. Praise God. We're still here. We're going to have a good time. That's right, brother. We're going to get there, brother. Amen. But if I retire in 30 years, let's say I get about, 20% of my wage. If I go 38, I'll get 70-something percent. It's like, so I got to be 60 years anyway? To just do something else. There ain't no advantage no more. Used to be a teacher, you retire early. That was the whole advantage of being. Now they took that away. So it used to be 30 years. Then they turned it to 35. And now you got to be at least 60. So I'd have to teach 38. Well, ain't no point in that. Time I'm 60, I don't be doing it. I don't want to deal with teenagers at 60 and crazy. I barely handle them on 29 right now. That's why you leave, brother. You just send them back home. Just tell them go home. Can't do that as a teacher. I got to deal with all 140 of them all day long. Amen. Keep me in prayer. I'll pray for you. We've had a few losses or people. Brother Alexander, or I just heard his grandmother passed away today too. So just don't you hate death? It's just, I hate it. Remember them in prayer, the Sabota family and all them. Sister Shirley knows them and things. Keep them all in prayer. It's a very hard time. You know, yeah, keep traveling mercies for all those that want to come. I mean, he's been a realtor around here since before I was probably born. I mean, I know the name Michael Sabota. I know who he was, but I knew his name my whole life, so. What's that? Right. Oh, that's right. That is right. He was the realtor we got this place through. God bless him for it. I'm not going to preach on that. You love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Did you enjoy the word?
Amen.
Yes, sir.
Not the doctrine. I said the word.
Amen.
Here, going through the aisles, answering brother's words, prayer before we even got started. Did you feel him walk through the aisles? You still feel him walk through the aisles? Now get a revelation that if I don't feel it, be still with me. I just got to act. See, sometimes we got to, that's faith. People think you're faking. It's faith that I'm going to be a Christian. I don't have no joy, but God says I have joy. I have no peace right now, but God says I have peace. I've got the Son of Peace. Amen. I'm going to act like I do anyways. It's not being fake. You're being the real you. That's right. Praise God. Well, I'm going to let you worship the Lord tonight. That's right. Hallelujah, brother. Just feels good, don't it? Don't it feel good to be free? Don't it feel good to just worship the Lord and to be brother, sister, not no qualms, brother? If you got any of that, don't live with a complex. Don't live with a grudge. Just bury it. Don't bury it. Burn it. Burn it by the Holy. You bury it, it'll spring back up. Burn it. Get it out. Don't give it another thought. Love each other. Say, well, he did wrong. Let God do it. I'm telling you, just be like David. One day, you know, remember that he was going to kill him. Remember that? I don't mean to keep preaching. He was going to kill him twice. What did all the church members say? You got him now. Cut his head off. And then Abishai was there with him. He said, fine, David, you won't do it. I'll do it. He said, don't put your hand on the Lord's anointed. He said, he'll reap what he sowed. Maybe he'll fall in battle or something. And you know what? That's exactly what happened. Praise God. How many loves the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Let's just worship him. As long as you feel led to, I'm going to let you be dismissed on this. Remember Sunday's Brother Alexander is preaching for us. Next Wednesday, Josiah Cornett. And the following Sunday, Brother Nathan. That weekend is Brother Ray's having meetings, I believe, as well, with Brother Ron Spencer. Coming up in, not this weekend, but the following. So, praise God. Church. Let's have church. And I'm not preaching. Hallelujah. You love each other. Do you love him? Do we give him just another hand clap? Praise him.